Not long ago, Pelican Lake, which is roughly between Vernal and Duchesne, was full of bluegill and bass.
There's not that many places in the United States where you can grow two-pound bluegill, and when you see them, they're phenomenal.
This is Natalie Boren, a regional fisheries biologist with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources, working on a project to restore Pelican Lake to its historical greatness. As a child, Boren remembers catching bluegills too big to hold in her hand.
There is nothing better than taking your kids out, family, friends, out for a day on Pelican Lake and being able to catch just hundreds of bluegill and hundreds of bass. And that was not uncommon in our past. And for our area, this is a big draw. The historic Pelican Lake was bringing in folks from all over the country.
Populations of bluegill declined after an invasion of carp in 2008 and 2009. Carp have a significant impact on the water clarity and vegetation in the water, making it difficult for other fish to thrive.
Bass and bluegill are sight feeders. They need to be able to see and have some decently clear water to be able to see and feed and grow. But once carp got into our location, rooting up plants and vegetation, we lost incredible amounts of macrophytes, so aquatic vegetation, and we lost the bugs that went with them. We lost zooplankton numbers. Our water clarity here was just terrible.
After a rotenone treatment to remove the carp was completed, the water clarity of Pelican Lake improved significantly, making the lake suitable for bluegill reintroduction. Last week, about 80,000 bluegill underwent a three-day journey from Arkansas to Pelican Lake in a hatchery truck with eight massive water tanks. Boren hopes the bluegill will be able to thrive in Pelican Lake, and with enough time, they can grow to be the giants they once were. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Jessica Schultz.